This is the Bloomington Review with Jim Inman
on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.
Hey, Bloomington. Jim Inman joining you Friday, April 3rd. Live replay. Live replay, because that makes sense to everybody, doesn't it? Live on February 3rd. Replay Saturday morning, April 4th. Glad you are tuning in here to the first weekend of April, and hopefully you were not pranked, or at least not pranked too bad, earlier this week on April Fool's Day. My COTA, the Children's Organ Transplant Association, we had a two-day retreat up in Indianapolis at a hotel, and then had meetings at an off-site location, and I really wanted to prank a couple coworkers by taking painter's tape, the blue tape that doesn't really stick. I mean, it sticks to the wall, but won't peel or anything like that. I wanted to tape them in their hotel room so that when they got up the next morning, they would just see this wall of blue and ha ha ha. But tape is loud to rip. And when people are in bed, they often can hear that. So didn't really pan out like I had hoped, but that's okay. Hopefully last week you saw the stuff on our Facebook page with some of the April Fool's Day pranks and had a little bit of fun with it. And I know my friend Emily does not like April Fool's Day, and, well, hopefully she wasn't pranked at all. Excuse me. But glad to have everybody with us. It is Final Four weekend, and of course, for the last few weeks, we've had all of your NCAA men's basketball coverage right here on WGCL. And thanks to Meineke Car Care Centers for their coverage of all of that. We have the games coming up Saturday night here on WGCL. Michigan State versus Duke at 6 p.m., and then Wisconsin against UK around 8:30 or so. You have to be dialed in to 96.1 FM or AM 1370. This is not on the live stream. You've got to be tuned in on your radio for that. And then Monday evening is the big game. So be listening here to WGCL. We'll have all of your dates and times and coverage for all of that. As I mentioned, I was in Indianapolis this week and stayed very close to the NCAA Hall of Champions and the NCAA office. Lots of things being set up. The stages, there's a Ferris wheel up there. Lots of things going on. So if you have the opportunity this weekend to head up to Indy, even if you don't have tickets for the Final Four, if you want to experience some of the Final Four enthusiasm and excitement and everything, go up to downtown Indianapolis. Plenty of places to park. It's not going to be cheap, I'll just tell you right now, but it is an experience. So that's what I've got to say about that. Today is Good Friday, if you're listening to the live show. And then on Sunday this week is Easter. So if you are celebrating those holidays, all the best to you and your family. And coming up in a couple of minutes, Julie Warren from Visit Bloomington is going to be talking about some of the exciting things coming up around the area over the next few weeks. And I hope there's an Easter egg hunt in the not-too-distant future sometime this weekend. There usually is somewhere on the courthouse or near downtown, so hopefully Julie will have a little bit of answers about that. Mr. Piller out on assignment this week. I don't know what his assignment is, but he is out. But he knows the door is open and the love is flowing and he is missed. And hopefully we will see him back here in the not-too-distant future. WGCL Radio, that is your home for all of the coverage here on the station. You can go over there, check out the local broadcast and programs, catch up on replayed shows, Your Money with David Hayes, which is coming up after the show on Saturday morning. You've got Joe Smith Reports, In the Zone, all of that stuff. So WGCLRadio.com. We'll get your fix on everything there. And our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheBloomingtonReview, for information as well to learn about what we've got going on here on the show and some other all fun things that we share periodically. Speaking of, I'm going to post this up on Facebook here in just a couple of moments. Have you seen? It's nothing to relate to Bloomington, but it popped up on Yahoo before I went on the air here a few minutes ago. Lucille Ball. Now, hopefully, I know the older folks, my age and older, will know who Lucille Ball is. I Love Lucy, Desi Arnaz, all of that good stuff. Younger folks, if they're not tuned in to like Nick at Night or Hallmark Channel, I think, or whatever broadcast I Love Lucy and Lucy Show and things like that, they may not know, and that's a shame. One of the most outstanding comedians of all time. But poor Lucy does not deserve this one, and you'll have to check it out on facebook.com/TheBloomingtonReview. Lucille Ball's hometown, Jamestown, New York, put up a life-size statue to honor the beloved actress. But now, in the words of Ricky Ricardo, they've got some splaining to do. Apparently, the sculptor, it's not apparently, it's obvious, the sculptor made a terribly unflattering depiction of I Love Lucy's star. Many people in the area think the statue needs to be replaced or at least modified. It's a pose of her from the infamous Vitamita Vegemin episode, where she has the spoon in one hand and the bottle of Vitamita Vegemin in the other. But the grin, the eyes, I mean, it is... Oh, it's just bad. It's just really, really bad. So if you check out facebook.com/TheBloomingtonReview, the post is up there, and I just let us know what you think. The person who made the statue, of course, is wishing to remain anonymous, but it cost between $8,000 and $10,000, according to this article from Yahoo News. It's just a crazy bad deal. So bottom line, Lucy does not deserve this treatment, and it's just scary. On that note, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Indiana's been in the news a lot over the last 10 days, 7 days, etc. We'll talk a little bit about what the latest and greatest is with that, and where things stand in the state of Indiana. Also some other local news as well. And then, as I mentioned before, Julie Warren, the director of tourism from Visit Bloomington, will be here in the studio to share a lot of fun stuff for you, your friends, your family to consider as we head between now and around Memorial Day, the end of May. Later on in sports, more news as well, some things about Bob Knight, also about Reggie Wayne. He may not be fully retired from football. He's not going to be with the Colts, but he's hinting at some things. So we'll talk about that as well. Stay with us for the next hour. Very glad you're joining us, and we'll be back in a couple minutes here on the Bloomington Review. Welcome back to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman here on WGCL 96.1 FM or AM 1370, depending on what side of the dial you choose from, and the forecast for the weekend. Not looking too shabby once you get through the rain tonight. Friday night, 30% chance of showers, low around 32. Then Saturday is sunny, high near 56. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 35. And then on Easter Sunday, sunny with a high near 65. So a beautiful weekend is planned. Looks like rain early on next week. But of course, April showers do bring May flowers. And the flowers are starting to pop up around the area. And all of us allergy sufferers are so grateful for all that pollen in the world and in the air. All your weather all the time here on WGCL AM 1370. So let's get you some updates of the news over the last several days. Let's just put it point blank. You've had to be under a rock to have missed any of the discussion about Indiana, Mike Pence, the Religious Freedom Act, anything like that. So let's just give you a little bit of highlight of what has taken place in the last couple of days. Most of this comes to us from the Indianapolis Star. Governor Mike Pence signed a revision to the state's religious freedom law late on Thursday, and that eliminates the potential erosion of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, the LGBT protections in communities, including Indianapolis, that have local anti-discrimination ordinances protecting sexual orientation and gender identity. However, the change was not universally hailed because it does nothing to provide those protections in much of Indiana where such local ordinances do not exist. Pence was quoted in a statement on Thursday evening saying, quote, "There will be some who think that legislation goes too far and some who think it does not go far enough. But as governor, I must always put the interest of our state first and ask myself every day what is best for Indiana. I believe resolving this controversy and making clear that every person feels welcome and respected in our state is best for Indiana," end quote. Pence's decision capped 1 week of national derision for him, and derision might be an understatement, Indiana Republicans and much of the state at large. It came after a week after he signed the first version of the, quote, religious freedom law, which sent off a stunning national outburst over fears that would allow Indiana businesses to deny services to gays and lesbians. House Speaker Brian Bosma, a Republican from Indianapolis, and Senate President Pro Tem David Long, a Republican from Fort Wayne, presented the measure on Thursday, flanked by more than a dozen top business executives and influential Republican Party members. The message, they said, was to be clear that Indiana is open for business for all. Several legal experts say the clarification approved on Thursday simply eliminated a provision in the original law that could have overridden local anti-discrimination ordinances that included protections based on sexual orientation. Only Indianapolis and 10 other communities 10 other communities across the state have such ordinances. The status quo remains in the rest of the state, where discrimination against gays and lesbians is not expressly prohibited because they are not covered by statewide civil rights protections, according to these legal experts in the Indianapolis Star. The effect for Pence, immediate effect, was that it severely hampered, if not completely dashed, hopes for national office in 2016, and the long-term fallout raised questions and concerns among some about his ability to hold the governor's office for Republicans in 2016. The badly damaged Pence largely stayed out of the public eye this week after a Tuesday news conference carried live across the nation, simulcast online as well. It was everywhere. However, he emerged briefly on Wednesday to lobby members of Indiana's Republican Central Committee to support his pick for party chair, former faith-based initiatives director Jeff Cardwell. Now, in Bloomington, Governor Pence had already scheduled an appearance at the AmVets on the west side of town for this past Tuesday evening. However, with everything that has gone on, Pence did not make an appearance this week, and instead, State Attorney General Greg Zeller arrived in his place. A protest was held, a rally, if you will. Hundreds attended at Carus Park to repeal the law, and Zeller didn't speak with the crowd very briefly before going into the AmVets and continuing on with the event that evening. There's more to come with this, if you haven't guessed already. So that's all we're going to say about that. Bloomington police are searching for suspects after a woman was attacked in the 1500 South Madison block earlier this week and stabbed. There was a 911 call sent to officers from an apartment building south of downtown. The local woman told police she was stabbed by a man wearing a black ski mask and latex-type gloves while she was taking her trash to a dumpster on Thursday morning. She's 28 years old, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect fled toward the Beeline Trail. Police dog lost the suspect's scent on the trail because of heavy foot traffic. Scary situation. But again, if you're out and you got to be smart. And I'm not saying this woman wasn't, but are you carrying a flashlight? Have you got your cell phone in your hand? Is somebody that you live with, a roommate, a family member, aware of what you're doing? It's just unfortunate how overly cautious sometimes we have to be anymore. And a couple other quick things as well. Glass talked about this early this morning on Friday. Monroe County may dish out double the money originally planned to help reconcile the treasurer's financial records. At the meeting on Thursday this week, Monroe County Commissioners approved an agreement to pay governmental accounting consultants Hartman & Williams, LLC, up to $150,000. The original agreement was for only $75,000. Pat Stoffers, the commissioner, said, quote, "It doesn't appear we have much choice because the records in the treasurer's office are in such poor condition and have not been attended to by the office in 24 months. Let's say that again. I'm pulling a glass here. It doesn't appear that we have much choice, according to Commissioner Pat Stoffers, because the records in the treasurer's office are in such poor condition and have not been attended to by the office in 24 months. According to County Attorney Jeff Cockrell, the fees paid to Hartman and Williams are based on hours of work completed, and the Indiana State Board of Accounts found in an audit that more than $194,000 was needed to balance the accounts in December 2013. Commissioner Julie Thomas said for the past few months, the commissioners have simply not accepted reports from Treasurer Kathy Smith, but they do note that the reports are being received. I'll leave you that. And then one final note. West Side residents may have found an invitation to a rally coming up sometime this spring from the Ku Klux Klan. After spreading the message door-to-door, the KKK says it wants to hold a rally in Bloomington this spring. About 100 homes on the west side of Bloomington received an unexpected message in the form of a publicity pamphlet for the Ku Klux Klan. The Imperial Wizard of the KKK's United Northern and Southern Knights, Phil Lawson, said they specifically chose to recruit new members in Bloomington. This all comes to us from WTHR. Lawson said, quote, "We were actually contacted by residents in Bloomington regarding membership into the organization. And the response was great, so we decided to go ahead and go with it." Already disturbed by the leaflets, Beverly Callender Anderson, who's Bloomington's Safe and Civil City Director, received an email from the Klan at City Hall saying they plan to hold a rally in Bloomington this spring to demonstrate against illegal immigrants. The KKK claims it is not a violent organization and no longer focuses on demeaning African Americans. Lawson went on to say, Quote, the Klan of today is not the same as the 1960s. We're not guilty of those past crimes, so we don't think they should be lumped onto us. That's your news for the week, everybody. Happy day, happy day. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Julie Warren from Visit Bloomington, she's going to put a smile on her face. Stay with us here on the Bloomington Review. Welcome back to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman joining you, and excited to have twice in one day the Bloomington lady, Julie Warren, in the studio. I have to admit, I'm a little surprised, but I'm very proud of Glass for teaching you the secret code handshake to get into the building.
I know. I feel like it's I'm top secret, man. I'm in the club now. I'm in the club.
And before we came back from the break, Julie was in here, and Julie's going to be the headliner next Friday morning from 8 to 9 on Glass in the Morning.
Oh, my gosh.
I love this.
I know. It's really... I'm pretty sure I'm going to have enough to talk about. I can talk,
right.
Blue Streak, not a problem.
Right.
But it'll be a little different to not have Glass over there just like going and interrupting me, and then I interrupt him. And
he's going to Augusta, the Masters, is that right?
He's going to the Masters. I know. Pretty cool.
Is he flying on Tiger's plane? Because I know it was spotted down there. He's not supposed to be there, but I heard something about his plane and was spotted in the vicinity.
I did not know that. Okay.
Oh, well.
We'll see.
Well, all the best. It will be fine.
Yeah.
You'll have a good time. You know all this stuff. So, Julie Warren is the Director of Tourism for Visit Bloomington, and we're not going to dive in at the moment, maybe a little bit later, but I'm sure that the last 10 days especially have been a little interesting in the Tourism of Indiana Department.
A little bit intense, not going to lie. It's definitely been, it's like our director was saying, this is like crisis management 101 of how do you deal with this public relations nightmare.
And you can only deal with it on the fly because you can't be
prepped
for something like this.
Right, exactly.
And Visit Bloomington, like many of the other tourism departments across the state, it's Hoosier Hospitality. You invite people in and all this other stuff. Regardless of anyone's personal beliefs or anything like that, people do like people. And so come to Indiana. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, exactly.
There's plenty of things to choose from.
Yeah.
So
if
you're not a boater, go running.
Right.
If you don't like chocolate, go to some Greek restaurant. That's all I'm saying. That's all we got.
I like that. That's good.
Anyway, so Julie comes in every other month or so and talks about some things going on around Bloomington and Monroe County. It is First Friday.
That's right.
And this is the walk in downtown
Right. That's right. Tonight. And, it's a little wet, a little rainy, but that's all right. You know, it's fine. These are indoor events.
Yes.
So you only have to be outside for a couple minutes from place to place, and it's free parking and all that downtown
right
now.
Just getting ready to mention that free parking downtown.
Yeah, you probably park right in front of the gallery that you want to go to. So there's a lot of cool exhibits. And Gallery Walk and First Friday is fun to me because the galleries, they're bringing in new stuff, and there's so many different types. I mean, there's some, that are doing photography. There's some that have pottery. There's some that have, fiber arts, painting, just anything, any type of arts. They've got it at Gallery Walk, and it's all walkable, which is really cool. It's free, and they have receptions. There's food and drinks and all this fun stuff.
Nice little glass of champagne,
something.
You're in good shape.
Yeah.
That is.
It is good.
So if you're catching us Friday night for the live show, head downtown and enjoy it. Because that all starts, is there a set time that it starts, or is it just the evening of?
It starts supposedly at 5 o'clock, but that's when probably they have the food out and ready to go.
Okay.
But all the galleries are open earlier than that, so you could pop in and then, head out and have dinner afterwards, too.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So coming up from here, what have you got on your list of joy?
There's a ton of stuff. You know what? I got to mention, too, there's a ton of theater productions that are going on right now and in the future, in the next month or so, that are really great. So this weekend, I think they're sold out at this point, even tomorrow night. The Bloomington Playwrights Project has Ugly Lies the Bone. Mm-hmm. And this is a play that is directed by David Anspaugh, who is the director of Rudy and Hoosiers.
Really?
I mean, this is a cool thing. So BPP is always doing new plays. This is never been done before. They're the first ones to develop it. And they've got David Anspaugh directing it. So it's really exciting. And it's about a female soldier who comes back from war, and she's badly burned. And so she has to do some virtual reality therapy treatments. Hmm. And so she's living in this the real world, and then this ice cold, frozen land affects her mind, so it makes her body feel cooler.
Okay.
Really crazy. So you got to think about the set, how that's going to be set up. And anyway, it's really exciting. And that's going on next weekend as well. And I think the weekend after that, and they probably have some tickets available still at the BPP. So you can give them a call or check their website. I think it's newplays.org.
And, of course, all of this is at visitbloomington.com.
All of it is on there and links to all the different sites and has the phone numbers and all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other theatrical things of note? Because you said there were several
I got to say, so Cardinal still has their Brighton Beach Memoirs going on this weekend and I think next weekend. It's through the 11th, yes. And I got to mention, too, that they're also going to be doing Junie B. Jones, which is a kid family-friendly production. It's about a girl who... a little girl who's going into first grade, and so it's sort of like her. I think you're viewing it from like as if you're reading her journal, and you know. So anyway, it's really cute, and that's April 18th through May 1st at the Waldron, and then the IU Auditorium has Memphis on April 16th, which is a big, loud, fancy, high energy musical about a, as I understand it, a DJ in Memphis who is trying to. Sort of desegregate the radio waves and sort of, and this is set back in the 50s or 60s, I think. And so he's trying to bring on new types of music. And then there's a singer who, and I think they fall in love. And so it's a forbidden, forbidden romance. I And great music and great dancing and all that stuff. So that's at the IU Auditorium, April 16th, 8 p.m.
Okay.
So, yeah. There you go.
Good, good, good.
And I got to mention, too, we have tickets to that. If you go on visitbloomington.com, you can sign up and win two tickets to that production. And and that is through this weekend. And then after that, we're done. We're giving away on Monday.
And so you guys usually link those things up on your Facebook page, too, occasionally.
Search for a post. But if you, I think if you go on our website, right on the homepage, there's a little thing in the left column that says, Memphis, sign up.
So, okay.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Be doing that on the break.
I'm
not an employee of your place, so I can.
You totally could. I know my. I'm like my friends. I'll share it on my Facebook page. I'm like my friends can win too. It's fine.
There you go.
Not a problem. I do a random search to find the winners. So no favoritism.
Okay.
Sorry, Jim.
It's all right. When is when's Little Five this year?
Little Five, good question. It's coming up. Let's see. Let me look at my numbers. April 24th, that Friday, is the women's race.
So and about then, 3 weeks-ish.
Yeah, 25th will be the men's race. So that'll be really exciting, really crazy time to kind of chill out, I think, maybe. But, yeah, you know, fun stuff. And I got to say, too, the Hoosier Half Marathon, talking about races, Hoosier Half Marathon is coming up next weekend, April 11th. So that's I think you can still register too, and all the money it goes to a good cause. There's a couple of charities that they support, so that's pretty exciting, and that's fun. It's a fun even if you're like me, you're not a runner, you can do the walk, or you can do the 5K or whatever your level is.
Is the Hoosier Half, is that on campus or downtown or combination of things?
Yes, it's both. The registration starts in the starting point is at the DeVault Center, the Alumni Center. So you could register, I think, on Friday night, and then. It starts on Saturday morning, 8 a.m., and it goes. I know it goes through town because I'm pretty sure it goes past my house or in that vicinity. So I have to change my route a little bit.
I was
going to
say,
do you
just sneak in at like the 9 mile route?
And that is what I should do.
I'm worked out.
Mostly I just sit in my lawn and, yay, way to go, guys. Way to go. Drink my soda or whatever.
Yes. Spritz them with the hose.
Eat my leftover Easter candy. My kids left over Easter candy.
Malted milk balls are good, everybody. Keep on running. Keep on running.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
It's a good
exciting.
Thing. It is a good thing.
It is, and it's awesome that those people I would love to be able to run like a half marathon sometime. I got to work on that.
You're young.
Yeah.
You're young.
I can do it.
We can do it.
I can do it.
So one more thing before we take a break. What else you got?
What else is going on? Okay. And then actually the same weekend as Little Five, talking about that, it's the 6th annual Trash and Refashion. Is it fashion show? Runway show. That's what they call it. Trash and Refashion. Okay. Anyway, it's a tongue twister, but it's a really cool event. It's April 26th. That's a Sunday, 6:30 p.m. It's at the Buskirk Chumley Theater. It's really cool because basically they're taking items that probably would be discarded, unused, leftover, clothing that's maybe ripped or torn, blankets, anything. And they're turning it into clothing, fashion that you can wear. And actually, they have some pictures on their website of some stuff from last year. It's amazing. It's actually really, really cool looking dresses and stuff. So it's a cool thing. It's a way for people to get creative and also think about how to reuse items instead of just wasting things and throwing it away. Maybe reuse it in a different way.
Okay.
I know. It's cool.
Trash
and refashion.
Okay.
Thank you
for clarifying.
I know.
We're going to take a break, talk more with Julie Warren when we come back. Lots of stuff coming up in May when the IU students head out. Memorial Day weekend is next month also. There's a big race in Indianapolis that ties into that weekend. So we'll talk about that and much more. Stay with us here on the Bloomington Review. Welcome Welcome back to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman and Julie Warren here in the studio on your Good Friday or Easter weekend, whatever day you're listening to us here on WGCL. And of course, as we mentioned in the last segment, visitbloomington.com has all of your information, all of your details about all of these events. And plus, follow them on Facebook, Visit Bloomington. They put stuff up all the time, including opportunities to win tickets to IU Auditorium shows that you don't want to enter right now because I just put my name in for 10 of them. That's all. So please do not.
Yeah.
Please give the host at least one nice thing in the year. That's all I'm asking for.
I love it.
Can I just have one ticket?
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
Anything else in April before moving on to May?
Yeah, well, a couple things, actually. In April, actually, it's when Parks and Rec starts their performing arts series. So they'll do the People's Park concerts. That's every Tuesday. Starts at 11:30. You can go grab some lunch and have a sack lunch down at People's Park or sit, you know, in some of the outdoor seating around there. Concerts. That starts in April. So I guess we'll start next Tuesday. Yeah. And then that runs through September, which is awesome.
Wow.
And then they'll do the Friday night concerts at Waldron Buskirk Hill Park. Is it Waldron Hill, Buskirk? Whatever it is, the three name park on 3rd Street on Fridays at 6:30. And that starts in June. So just throwing that out there. And then the next one, of course, is the Bryant Park Sunday concerts. And those are, I think those are in July and August. So.
These are all put on through Parks and Rec?
Yeah, Bloomington Parks and Rec.
Somebody's a musician. How do they even get
Excellent
in contact?
Question. Or an artist to do a fair of the arts that they do at the farmer's market. Because that's starting to Saturday. Yeah. If you go to bloomington.in.gov/parks, there's some information. I usually write on that front page of, like, how do you get involved? How do you sign up?
Okay.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy process from what I understand. And I know they love to have a variety of types of music. If you've ever gone to the Sunday Bryant Park things, like one night it's blues, the next night it's maybe classical, then it's folky. So, yeah, I would say check it out. They do it in advance, pretty far in advance. So this season, I don't know where they're at as far as, you know, if it's all booked up or not. But,
okay.
Yeah, it's worth checking out.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
I know, it's cool.
What else is on your list?
Yeah. Yes, so at the end of the month, April 28th, it starts, IU Cinema is putting on the Orson Welles Centennial Celebration and Symposium. So Orson Welles, this will be his 100th birthday.
Anniversary
of his birth, I guess, whatever.
I'm with you.
You know, he's dead, so it's not his birthday exactly. But it's the anniversary
the
of his
The Mr.
Birth.
Obvious show on WGCL.
Hello.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's okay. He's dead.
But it's really, you know, so there'll be a number of celebrations and things going on and viewings throughout the country. But IU Cinema is going to have a really awesome collection of lectures and presentations and tons of his film viewings going on. Of course, it's a beautiful venue.
Sure.
But yeah, so stuff going on basically for like four days, I think. It's the 28th through the May 3rd. So there's four different days where they're doing stuff.
And it's, I think it's the Lilly Library has had an Orson Welles exhibit going on kind of leading up to all of this.
Exactly.
And Orson Welles was married to Rita Hayworth way back when, and there are some of her belongings as well.
That is cool.
Tied in. So if you're an old movie buff, this is a great opportunity to go check out.
It's going to be really cool. And I know they've put a lot. I mean, they're bringing in, you know, experts from all different parts of the country to talk about his work and what he does. So if you're, if you're a film buff, definitely. But even if you're just a casual, like me, I love movies. I don't know anything about cinematography or directing or any of that stuff. But it's still a pretty cool thing. It's awesome to go see films in that venue, too, because it's a really fine theater and it's a great place to sort of appreciate film without having, like Glass and I were laughing about this morning, without having people whip out their cell phones or, you know, munching on candy in your ear and that sort of thing. So
it would be nice.
Yeah.
It would be nice.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
Okay.
Yes. And then we get into May. And okay, so I have to mention right off the bat, there's things that happened before this, but just so everyone puts it on their radar, graduation is May 9th. The graduate students will have their ceremony on May 8th, that Friday. And then undergraduate ceremonies are on that Saturday, May 9th, 10 a.m. And then I think another, like 1 p.m.
We're doing this at the
like
football
that.
Stadium again?
Yes, I believe so.
And so what happens when it rains and Assembly Hall is under construction?
Just a little bring your umbrellas, I guess.
Okay.
So,
just curious.
I know. As far as I know, that's what happens. You just go with it, roll with it. I mean, unless there's like a lightning thunderstorm situation.
Right.
But
then you can tune in to 1370 perhaps and listen to the broadcast.
Yeah, exactly. So, but even before that, I want to say too, I mean, there's like the Strawberry Shortcake Festival. Festival.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, it's coming up. Yes. I think that's May 7th. I have that down as May 7th, which is the Thursday before graduation, which seems a little early, but keep that on the radar. And then there's also a bike race May 2nd and 3rd, the Tour of Bloomington, which is brought to you by Scholars in Bakehouse. But it's I think there's two components this year. There's one where they go downtown, so there'll be some street closures, I'm sure, on Kirkwood and Indiana and Dunn and all that stuff. And then they're also going to do a race, I think, through the Morgan Monroe State Forest as well. So just be on the lookout for that. Early May, there'll be a some cyclists in the area. So there you go.
Okay.
Let's see, what else coming up in May? Oh, I got to mention one other thing, too. Yeah. The 8th Annual Acoustic Roots Music Festival is coming up May 23rd. That's at Upland Brewing Company. And they bring in a ton of local musicians, but then also some kind of more regional and national acts as well. And it's really fun. It's, you know, it's folky kind of music, a lot of singer-songwriter type stuff. So it's not, you know, heavy metal bang, you know,
right.
It's that type of outdoor concert stuff going on. And it's at Upland, which is, of course, great. So you can get some drinks while you're there. You know, they're known for their brews. And then I want to say that you can eat in the restaurant as well. But it's all outdoors. It's outdoor in that stage that's sort of behind their building. And I know sometimes they'll have like food vendors that are there selling, like, you know, food truck type people that are selling some stuff. So, yeah, should be really fun. Good times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, a couple things. One is it's Easter weekend. So is there an Easter egg hunt anywhere in Bloomington?
That's right. Downtown Bloomington Inc. is putting on their downtown Easter egg hunt for kids 5 and under on the courthouse lawn Saturday at 11 a.m.
Okay.
So there you go.
Good deal.
Take the little ones.
Second thing is I have heard a rumor, and so I'm prefacing that this is a rumor, but I'm just I'm really hopeful that you might have some insight to this. Have you heard of Slide the City?
Oh, we've talked about this.
Have we talked about this already?
You and I, behind the
scenes.
Okay,
then I have old man syndrome and keep telling my same stories.
It's okay. Yes, I have heard about it, and here's what I know from my my friends at the at the city. It looks like it is actually a thing that could potentially happen. They've put in, I think they're, you know, applying to get street closures. They're just trying to figure out where exactly to do it. But I want to say from the person I talked to that the city is supportive of the idea. They think it sounds really cool. They're just trying to find a place for it.
Okay.
So, like, where exactly would it be? I'm so stoked about it. And every time I mention it to someone, I'm like, it's like a giant slip and slide in the streets. And, you know, you get an inflatable and you go down it. And,
right.
And they're just like, that sounds awesome. I want to do that. And I was like, I know. We're doing it. So it just has to happen and get all the
I'm voting North College at 11th Street and as a starting point.
It would be pretty sweet.
Or
Woo!
Right by the Visit Bloomington offices. I don't know if there's enough of a
oh,
slope.
My goodness.
But going all the way down to Old 37.
Oh, there's the slope. Yes. I wonder how you...
Tricky, yeah.
Tricky.
They put in the... Slide the City is basically, as Julie just said... a monstrosity of a slip and slide. It's an inflated thing. There are bumpers. Think Lunar Bowl, but with water.
Right.
Or not Lunar Bowl, Kiddie Bowl
kind
of thing. So you get on this slide way at the top of a hill someplace, and you stay in these inflatable areas, and you just
your own little alley.
ride it till there's no tomorrow kind of thing.
It sounds like so much fun.
So I'm very hopeful. If there is any way to support such an endeavor, please let me know if Slide the City can happen in Bloomington.
I will. I'll keep investigating and let you know where we're at.
If we have breaking news at some point about this,
I'll call
please.
In.
Please, 333-2665 is the number. Call into the studio. You might even, you could even share that next week when you're headlining.
There you go.
Indy 500 is Memorial Day weekend, which is May 25th.
May 25th is Memorial Day, so the 24th is that Sunday, right?
Yes. That sounds right.
Yeah.
Okay. And they voted because Jim Nabors is no longer going to be singing Back Home Again in Indiana. And didn't the original Straight No Chacer win the race?
That's what
the
I
race
recall
or whatever,
as well.
The,
yeah.
The contest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I love them. So that will be, I mean, it's going to be fantastic. And it's funny because I remember the voting. People were like, who's this? I was like, what?
Right.
Shut your mouth. Get online and Google it.
I got an email from them. They just did a cover of... the guy, Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah.
What is the song?
The new one?
Yes.
Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk. Thank
you. Which my daughter sings all the time, by the way.
Does she really?
Both of them. So when they're going, Uptown Funk you up. And I was like, you got to be careful how you pronounce that when you're in school, especially. Be real careful about that, kids.
And the last question is, do your girls have Easter dresses for the weekend? And I already know the answer to this,
You know that they do, that my wonderful and kind and generous mother-in-law purchased for them.
Okay.
And they're like little mini prom dresses with ruffles and layers and frilliness and beading and little jackets and everything. So
That's
they're going to
awesome.
Be decked out.
That is awesome.
Oh,
expect
yeah.
a photo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Expect a photo. Julie Warren from Visit Bloomington has been our guest. Everything that we talked about and more is at
visitbloomington.com.
And if you have an event that you want to share and get the love and all of that with Julie and her team.
Yes, please go online. We have right on the calendar in the left column, there's a button to submit an event. So put that on there. We love it.
Okay. And hopefully in the days and weeks ahead after the last 10 days, things calm down for you a little bit.
That would be nice. That would
sure
be real
would.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm sure it would. We're going to take a break. Come back with sports. Stay with us here on the Bloomington Review. Lots of things to talk about and not much time to do it. And, of course, the big thing this weekend, Indianapolis and right here at WGCL, it's the Final Four Saturday night. We have the Michigan State game against Duke, 6 p.m., then Wisconsin versus Kentucky at 8:30 p.m. 96.1 FM, AM 1370, WGCL. You've got to dial in to catch these. We've been talking about this for weeks now. And thanks again to Meineke Car Care Centers for their help in letting us cover the Final Four in the March Madness and NCAA tournament for men's basketball. Final game is going to be on Monday night here as well at WGCL, so head over to WGCLradio.com for details about that. Football scene quickly here. Reggie Wayne wants to play next season, and on Thursday this week when he met with reporters at Butler University's Hinkle Fieldhouse, he said his plan is to find a team to continue with next season. Wayne said, quote, I still feel like I've got some juice left. I'm just going to play the cards the way they're dealt and go from there. He's not sure where he's going to end up at, but there is a slight rumor of Denver and another slight rumor, and we all, New England Patriots. That's all. I got it out of my mouth. Reggie Wayne, if you're unfamiliar with his statistics, he's the all-time leader in games played and ranks second in franchise history in receptions, 1,070. Receiving yards, 14-plus thousand, 80 touchdowns, 43 100-yard games, and consecutive games with a catch of 134. He's since seventh in NFL history in career receptions and eighth in receiving yards. He's got no ill will to the Colts, to the Irsay clan. He loves the fans and is very grateful for his time with the Indianapolis Colts, and we wish Reggie all the best. Somebody who is retiring, or maybe not quite retiring like he had thought, former Indiana University men's basketball coach Bob Knight. He is not going to be returning to ESPN as a college basketball analyst next season. According to Sports Illustrated, the network, quote, will not renew its contract with Knight, whose final broadcast with the network will be the NIT championship game between Stanford and Miami on, that was last night, now that I'm reading this. So Knight joined ESPN after his retirement from Texas Tech in 2008, and coach is 74 years old. Hard to believe, but you know he's going to be doing something else, so we will just see. Couple other quick things here. Indiana University women's basketball team member Liz Stratman, she'd been out for a year, and this past Monday she asked for her release from IU. That means that the 2014 Big East Defensive Player of the Year is not going to be suiting up for the Hoosiers. 6'2", she transferred from Butler to IU when Kurt Miller was still the coach at IU. She becomes the fourth player to leave the program during head coach Terry Morin's first off season. Morin said in a statement that Liz informed her that her heart was someplace else during her time here in Bloomington, and we wish her the best as she moves on. As I mentioned, it was her second transfer of her college career. She played as a freshman at Xavier, had to sit out the fall semester of her sophomore year at Butler, and then during her junior year, she averaged 2.7 blocks per game to go along with 13-plus points and 6.8 rebounds per contest. That means Stratman, Lauren Brooks, Taylor Agler, and Maura Moosterman, and I apologize for that, Moonsterman, along with the graduation of Claire Jakubik. Boy, I'm butchering both of those names. Hoosiers now have 5 available scholarships left. And one other quick note here, IU baseball, they're now 17-8. They lost 3 games at Iowa last week, but they had a win in Kentucky. And as of Friday, they start an 8 home game series. Michigan, Cincinnati, Rutgers, and Evansville. That's going on through Tax Day, April 15th. There's, one game away at Terre Haute. So if you want to head over to ISU and check out the IU men's baseball team, they're going to be over there in the next 10 days, but a good opportunity right now to catch up with the IU Hoosiers men's team. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. Stay with us here on the Bloomington Review. Welcome back to the Bloomington Review. Jim Inman catching you up for the week here on your Friday night. Or if you're joining us Saturday morning, glad you are tuning in. Immediately following the show on Saturday, we have Your Money with David Hayes. It's the investment show, first Saturday of every month. And I believe I heard from the live show Thursday that both Rod Holloway and Eric Giesler from CFCI will be joining David on the air. So if you're catching us Saturday morning for the replay, that's what you've got coming up in just a couple of minutes. Forecast for the weekend is not too shabby. Friday night tonight, 30% chance of rain showers, low around 32. Then on Saturday, sunny with a high near 56. Saturday night, mostly clear, low around 35. And then on Sunday, Easter Sunday, sunny with a high near 65. Looks like a chance of rain in the forecast early on next week. But again, the flowers are popping up and a little bit of rain. Never hurt anybody. We were blessed with a not too wild and rambunctious winter, at least not like the one we had the previous year. Most of our snow came Valentine's Day and all of that. It's anyway. So spring is finally here. I think it's official. We had snow briefly last weekend, no accumulation, but a little bit falling down. So regardless, it's Easter. Go out and have fun. Personal preference of chocolates. I should have asked Julie this earlier. Chocolates, marshmallows, all that other stuff. My weakness in the Easter basket has always been the malted milk balls. Those things are just, started to say like candy, but that's exactly what they are. You always have to have some sort of Reese cup thing, some chocolate peanut butter combination as well. Jelly beans are a necessity. So hopefully everybody out there gets a nice little Easter basket or something, some little bit of love there for the weekend. And as Julie mentioned, there's a lot of things coming up. VisitBloomington.com has all of your information about those kind of things. So if you're looking for something to do, you can't say the Bloomington doesn't have it available. There's always something going on. And don't forget also, Facebook.com/TheBloomingtonReview. Go and check out the picture we mentioned earlier about Lucille Ball. And we'd love for your feedback, because I'm sure that I'm not the only one who was a little bit scared by what I saw. That's what I'm going to say. Again, Final Four this weekend. Saturday night is going to be your coverage for that. We've got both games here on Saturday evening, 6 o'clock, Michigan State. And then around 8:30, Wisconsin versus Kentucky. Monday night is the final battle. Appreciate you all so much for tuning in and listening to not only the Bloomington Review, but WGCL Radio, and following us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheBloomingtonReview. WGCLRadio.com, if you miss any of the shows, they've got it all there. Just have a great weekend. Smile. You never know who's going to need it. You never know who will benefit from a positive attitude. So be the difference in somebody's life today. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.